And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Kurt Rogers, our Monday Mortgage Minute that we do every Monday. Welcome, Kurt. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Did you like the weekend, John? It goes from 85 to 90 down to 50.
It was different, beautiful. That's for sure. But, you know, it's a reminder that winter is a-coming.
That's, you know, and we love fall.
It is what it is. I mean, I you know, it wasn't all that bad. Let's just say, it just again, one of those reminders that, hey, things are coming. You need to make sure you get things done around the house in preparation for it. And it's just sort of that little reminder that, hey, I'm coming.
You got it. You are correct.
So, hey, what's going on in the mortgage world?
Well, the lenders are starting to open up on, and we've talked about this in the past, the what's called high balance and jumbo loans. We're starting to see more lenders open that back up to where they're much more competitive rates because the markets had tightened. They had raised the rates because they couldn't find buyers.
Gotcha.
They're now starting to find investors that want to play in that market. So we're starting to see those.
And what's that dollar amount, Kurt?
Anything above 5-10.
Okay, in this market, anything above 5, is that nationwide or just here?
No, that's nationwide. Actually, we have a lender that will go to 5.67 as conforming, but most of them are 5-10.
Okay, so 5-10.
Yeah.
Anything above? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, as I was going to say, so anything above 5-10 is considered a jumbo?
Actually, it's considered what's called a high balance.
High balance,
anything
okay.
Above like 680 then becomes a jumbo.
Okay.
And those are starting to become available too.
Gotcha. And both of those slowed down because of COVID,
I'm
assuming?
They weren't investors. Yeah, they weren't investors. Everybody kind of backed off because they didn't know what was going to happen with COVID, and they didn't want to tie up, you know, large sums of money not knowing where that was headed.
Okay, one thing, and I was going to ask you this off air, but I might as well just ask it on air. We there for a while before COVID. We're doing some seminars talking about the asset manager loan and things along those lines. Any plans for some of that in the near future?
I'm actually, kind of putting together a plan with a couple different people. You're one of them, and we're trying to figure out where we could have that and space it out.
Gotcha.
Where we could have, you know, two or three chairs here and just kind of space it out, have maybe 20, 25
people. Yeah, we'll have to just kind of limit how many folks can actually attend, but we can mostly. I was thinking about that this morning because I still get tons and tons of questions on that, and I thought, you know, it'd still be easiest just to do it that way.
Yeah, you know, everybody wear a mask. I think we'd be fine, and I think we can do that. It's a business event.
Well, and that once November 3rd rolls around here, then, you know, it's not going to be such a big deal anyways.
No, I agree with you.
What's going on tomorrow on Haystack?
I've got one of my best friends. He's a vet, and he loves cats.
Okay.
He takes care of dogs, but he's got some stuff that can really help your dogs and cats stay very healthy. So we're going to talk.
Okay,
about
so hang
that
on. Tomorrow. So the mortgage guy is going to talk animals.
Yes. You like that, huh?
Yeah, you know what? If it works, it works. That's all fine.
It works.
That's good. That just shows you where your heart is, Kurt. We appreciate you very much.
Thanks, John.
All right, man. Appreciate it. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, our Monday Mortgage Minute, 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500. Mighty Hand Construction, folks, is next. And a way to help you pay for things you might need around the house, windows, siding, get the roof inspected. That could be insurance. But the other things I just mentioned would not be. That'd be on your dime. Kirk can help you with those things. MightyHandConstruction.com or better yet, KLZRadio.com, 970-844-9191.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. As I said earlier, I've got a few minutes now. I'm going to talk about Trump and his taxes as much as I possibly can. I've got 15 minutes. I think I can squeeze this in. If you want to call in about this subject, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. But there's an article out in the Washington Post. Headline reads, Trump avoid paying taxes for years, largely because his business empire reported losing more money than it made, report says. Now, first of all, I hope all of you reading these types of articles know that, number one, it would be a criminal act if the IRS released Trump's returns without his permission. Number two, the same could be said for his accountants. If those same tax returns are released without his permission or the permission of the businesses that he owns. By the way, I don't know that those have ever been able to be released. And I will tell you, and I've said this before in the past, the reason why Trump doesn't want these returns released has nothing to do with the dollar amount that's on them or what they say. It's a simple fact that the people reading them wouldn't have the foggiest idea what they're reading. And I mean that sincerely, folks. The average reporter, even above average reporter, that's reporting on these stories probably can't read their own return. Nonetheless, someone else's. They definitely couldn't read my return, and they for sure can't read President Trump's return. That I can guarantee. I'll bet my life on that one. They don't have the foggiest idea what they're reading. So if, big if, by the way, if someone even got a hold of the federal returns of President Trump, and if they have all the pages to the returns where they can really decipher what that return actually says, I'll be shocked. This is nothing more than speculation. This particular article that I read said that Trump paid just $750 in federal income tax in 2016 and the same amount in 2017. First of all, I've been paying taxes for a long time. I've been paying taxes as a self-employed individual for a long time. I've never in my entire life remember ever paying the same amount of money 2 years in a row. The possibility or the likelihood of Donald Trump paying the exact same amount 2 years in a row goes against all common sense in that world. It doesn't happen, folks. Things change. Deductions change. Things in the business change. Things in his personal life change. The chances of him paying the same amount of money 2 years in a row is about as likely as the Washington Post article being real. I'm going to say that again. The likelihood or the chance of Donald Trump paying $750 in federal income tax 2 years in a row, the exact same amount, is as likely as this article the Washington Post put out being true. In other words, it's not in either case. And by the way, this is they're referencing the New York Times article, but they're all in cahoots. New York Times, Washington Post, doesn't really matter which URL you put at the top or which news organization you put at the top. They're all in the same boat. The New York Times doesn't have any idea how much Donald Trump has made or how much he's paid in taxes. And as a side note, just because a business doesn't pay income tax, quote unquote, doesn't mean they haven't paid other taxes. I've said that over and over and over again throughout the years. They match every single person's Social Security tax that works for them. They also pay unemployment tax. They also pay Medicaid. They also pay, folks, I can go down the list. Personal property tax, business property tax. On down the line we go. They also, by the way, collect all sales tax for free. in most cases. Some states may pay a little bit. Here in Colorado, every business that collects sales tax does it for free. By the way, we're the tax collectors even when it comes to the payroll taxes, which I don't agree with. Nobody reimburses me for taking care of your payroll taxes if you work for me. I do it for free. It's a part of being in business. It's crap, but it's how it works. In my opinion, every person out there should pay their own tax, not me. I shouldn't have to collect. If Charlie worked for me, I've got to collect his withholding. I have to take out of his check his FICA tax. I have to take out anything else that needs taken out, and I have to pay all of those on my own, or I get in trouble. Not Charlie, me. I get in trouble. I'm the one that has to pay all of those and report them and send them off and file them and so on and so forth. Charlie doesn't do anything. He just goes and does his job. And sees it, and Charlie says, thank you. But folks, that's the difference between being an employer and being self-employed. How much has Donald Trump paid in taxes? Folks, I don't have any idea. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. It's a non-issue to me. Now, to a lot of folks on the left, I think that they think this is a big issue, but it's not. I was watching different comments today on different news feeds, and oh my word, does the left get its panties in a wad over something as silly as Trump's taxes? So many more things in the world to think about, but we get all hung up on Trump and his taxes. There's even some reports going on, you know, going around out there today that you know, he's got so much business debt that he's using his power in the White House to handle those personal debts and so on and so forth. And again, folks, nothing could be farther from the truth. That's not the case at all. Some reports say that he has $400 million in loans and other debts that are owed. By the way, he doesn't owe them. The companies do. He signs his name, of course. And there's a reporter running around that says, no, they're not 420. They're $1.1 billion. Again, folks, these people don't have the foggiest idea. That is all private information. It's not public. How much he owes or what he has signed for on different loans, no one knows. And by the way, that's the way it's supposed to be. I'll ask all of you on the left this question. Do you want your tax return and all of your personal, you know, finances being known to the public, or do you want some privacy there? And I guess I'll ask you this question. Why should Donald Trump be any different? Why should all of his information be public when yours isn't? He's a private citizen. Yes, he's a president of the United States, but he's a private citizen before going into the presidency. Why does all that need to be known? And furthermore, what does that show? If you were to see all of his returns and you could even decipher it, what does that show? Which, by the way, there's only but a handful of you listening to me that could even decipher them as far as liberals go. Same probably is true on the conservative side, but the conservatives will admit it. Liberals all think they know what the tax return means. And by the way, if Donald Trump and his corporations aren't taking advantage and using the 70,000 pages that are in the tax code, yeah, Charlie and I looked it up earlier, 70,000 pages, with an average of about 450 words a page. Tell me how much is in the tax code, folks. And before you on the left start running around and running your mouth saying, yeah, there's all those loopholes. There's no loopholes in the tax code. The tax code is the tax code. If you do what the tax code says, you get to take advantage of those particular deductions, not loopholes, deductions that are in the tax code. By the way, tax code is set by the IRS and Congress. If you don't like what's in the tax code, go lobby Congress, not Donald Trump. Or any other business owner for that matter. Now, before a lot of you go off on, well, but you know, all these big corporations, they've got all these lobbyists and they lobby for this deduction and that deduction and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, whatever. So they do. Big deal. Big deal. I'm one that still says, and I will stand on this, I'll go to the grave. I don't care how much a corporation pays in tax because ultimately they don't pay any. We do. The customer does. At the end of the day, the customer pays every single expense inside of a corporation. Not the officers, not the employees, the customer does. That's true of any small business. If a small business owner is doing things correctly, they have income, they have expenses. The expenses better not be over the income or they're going to go broke. The difference between the expenses and the income is called profit. If they have to pay tax on said profit because they don't do things correctly and they don't do the deductions correctly and they don't take advantage of some of the deductions that are out there, then they'll pay more in tax. But ultimately, you as their customer is going to pay the tax because eventually it gets passed down to you. That's how it works, folks. If you don't like it, move to another country, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. It's how it works here. For example, one of the deductions that every business out there can take advantage of is what we have now called Section 179 depreciation. Some of you will say, what is Section 179 depreciation? Section 179 depreciation says that there are certain types of things, a business assets that a business can buy. I won't get into all the gory details. Look it up for yourself. But there are certain things that a business can buy in a given year and take a full deduction for that particular item. So let's say I'll use myself as an example. If I all of a sudden need a work truck and I decide tomorrow before the end of the year, actually I could do this on December 30th, by the way, I decide I want to buy a truck and it's $50,000. Let's just use round numbers. And I've got $100,000 of business income and I buy a $50,000 truck, Section 179 allows me to take said truck, take the full $50,000 that I just paid for, whether I financed it or paid for it, it doesn't make any difference. The $50,000 price tag on the truck that I purchased, and by the way, anything else I add onto the truck, toolboxes or what have you, I can take that entire amount off of the $100,000 profit I made that I would have normally paid taxes on, and instead of now having a taxable income of $100,000, I have a taxable income of $50,000. Nothing illegal about that, nothing wrong with that, nothing immoral about that. That's the tax code. That's what I as a business owner am allowed to do. And if I decide to do so, I can take that Section 179. I know there's lots of, before all of you accountants call in and correct me, I know there's lots of guidelines surrounding that. I'm not going to get into all the minutiae of that. In theory, what I just said is the way things work. And I can lower my taxable income by $50,000 by buying a $50,000 truck. Now, I will ask all of you out there listening, if you were a business owner and you needed a truck and you had the ability to buy that truck, new or used, by the way, and cut your taxable income in half and you could still go make money with the truck that you just bought, what would you do? You would buy the truck. If you were smart, you would buy the truck and you would buy it in the year that you actually made money so you could use that to offset your income and thereby not pay as much in federal income tax if you're smart. I just gave you one little example of what Donald Trump and I would hope all of the high-paid accountants that work for him and his organizations would be doing. If they're not, I want a new president. And the reason why I want a new president is because I want somebody smart enough to know everything I just said and be able to take advantage of it and help his businesses out the best way possible. If he's not doing that, I want a new president. So, Mr. Washington Post and Mr. New York Times, first of all, you don't have any proof that this is exactly what's gone on inside of the Trump household or the Trump businesses. You're speculating and you're guessing. This is, in its core, fake news. That's exactly what Donald Trump says, and yes, he's correct. Fake news. There's no way they've got accurate numbers on this unless somebody stole something. And even then, I don't know how they would get a hold of that information. Joe, you're up.
John, another real simple example. Say 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you bought an apartment complex for $100 million. And here it is 20 years later, you sell it, and the neighborhood's gone downhill, boom, boom, and you sell it for $90.
You've got a $10 million loss.
You got a $10 million loss. And say the year you sell it, you only had $4 million of income.
Now you have a $6 million carry forward you can use towards the future years of income.
Right. So you can erase. So you can apply that $10 million loss against your $4 million of income, and since the loss exceeds the income, you pay nothing in that year because you negate.
Because you recognize the loss in that year, and you can carry that forward.
Right, and then you carry the $6 million loss forward to the next year, and in the next year, if you have $7 million of income, you still have a $6 million loss carry forward.
Right.
So instead of paying taxes on $7 million, you pay taxes on $1 million.
Correct.
So that's just another example.
And by the way, and like I said a moment ago, Joe, if he's not doing these things, I want a new president because I want somebody smart enough to do what we just talked about.
Exactly. And, you know, you notice how, by the way, if they really have him, somebody broke the law.
Yes, they did. That's right. That's exactly right. Somebody's either one of two things, Joe. Either somebody's a thief and they broke the law, or they're a liar. One of the two.
Or they're a liar. And the fact that they won't even produce copies, you know, if they really had them, wouldn't you say, here they are, here's copies?
Oh, they'd already be made public. You and I both know that.
Yeah, they would. And the only three places they could get, somebody at the IRS who would have broke the law, somebody at the New York district, somebody at the New York Attorney General that has subpoenaed his tax record, or somebody at his accounting firm.
And all three of those would be illegal acts if they released any information.
Exactly. But let's assume.
And by the way, for everybody listening, even if they talk about it, it's illegal.
Correct. Right. You can't disclose, and under the law, you can't disclose.
No, and accountants are like doctors. They've got this fiduciary.
Responsibility.
The culpability, if you would, Joe, where they're not allowed to. You don't ever go to the accountant and hear about the guy that just left the office before you and what his tax situation is.
Right. But let's assume for a minute, okay, Trump only paid $750. Well, you don't know what sort of net operating loss carry forward he's got. You know, Trump, by the way, has been involved in over five. People say, oh, he's declared bankruptcy six times. Well, guess what? In the past 40 years, he's had over 500 business ventures.
Right.
And out of 500 over 40 years, he's had six bankruptcies, and not all. And I think only one or two were liquidation. The rest were reorgs.
Right.
But John,
that's not a bad record, actually, Joe.
As a guy who's involved in venture capital, that is a failure rate of 1.2%.
By the way, that's a better rate than United Airlines.
Right. John, as a venture...
let me add General Motors to that list as well. And Chrysler, by the way.
Right. Any venture capitalist I know would be envious of having a failure rate of
less
than 2%.
That's exactly right. Well said.
It's a stellar track record.
Well said. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about that. Joe, thanks. Call back if you want. I appreciate it very much. We'll get our next guest going here in just 1 minute. Purify Chevrolet is up next, though. They want to help you with all of your vehicle purchase needs, and they'll fix your GM vehicle as well. In Fort Lupton, find new roads, purifychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses. So we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you out with all of your financial needs. When you look to retirement, what you need to do, he will advise you on the best way to get there, stay there, and find purpose while you're there. KLZradio.com is a place to go, or 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening to us today. Our next guest is Senior Program Manager, Domestic Road Safety for Safe Kids Worldwide, Neji Kirby. Welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for joining us. And I when I read through this, I was actually shocked that every 5 days a child is killed in a train collision.
Yeah.
That's a high number. We, you know, and I don't want to take anything away from COVID and what's going on and so on, but Neji, we're losing more kids to train collisions than we are COVID.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is why Safe Kids Worldwide and Union Pacific Railroad have teamed up to just increase the awareness and educate families about how to be safe around the train track.
You know, and I grew up in the country and, you know, around train tracks and so on, and I guess earned, you know, sort of a healthy respect early on, you know, just, you know, being around them and watching them and so on. And I'm still one of those people that when you get to a crossing, really, you know, pay attention. I guess maybe, Neji, just from growing up, you know, around and being in the rural area and so on and, growing up around them. But a lot of people right. don't look at it that way.
They don't. We did research that really found that the majority of parents and people don't consider children being hit by trains to be a problem. And maybe they did not grow up around them, or you don't necessarily cross the tracks every day or live near them or so close to them so that you don't really think about it necessarily. But it is important to understand the dangers around the trains and tracks.
I learned a lot just reading through all of the information you guys sent me because I had no idea. And the reality is, that, you know, I don't know why this doesn't get publicized much.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, actually. But that's why we're trying to do our part, Safe Kids and Union Pacific Railroad, to really try to get out the information as much as we can to let people know that there are real dangers. And also understanding the facts about them, you know, that trains are big, they're quiet, and they're fast.
And they can't stop. You know,
and they can't stop. Yeah, trains take up to a mile to stop. So by the time a train sees you, sometimes that's too late. It's not able to stop. And I think another big thing for me learning was that trains are wider than the tracks. You know, people think they're
yes.
walking along. The
yes. Well said.
And that you can easily jump out of the way, but the trains are at least 3 feet wider than the tracks. So, you know, even if you think that you're going to clear the tracks, you still could get hit by the train.
Yeah. Well said. In fact, in some of the loads they carry can sometimes hang over a little bit. And again, those are just different things that you see. What are the main things that you know, basically, you know, cause these tragedies? In other words, what are the types of events that happen the most, you know, happen most often? Is it crossings? You know, is it kids on the tracks where they shouldn't be? What is it?
Yeah, it's collisions at railroad crossings and it's trespassing. So the collisions at railroad crossings commonly occur when drivers are not paying attention or when drivers or walkers choose to go around the barriers or the gates, you know, at a race across.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trespassing is, again, like we were saying, when people are walking on or along the tracks. And some people actually don't know that that's trespassing.
Yeah, that's railroad property. They own it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not only dangerous, but it's also illegal. You know, and we see a lot of times where you'll see students that'll want to take their senior pictures on tracks, couples that will want to take engagement photos, and that really is trespassing and dangerous.
So you know, and I, again, that's one of those things people just don't think about. You kind of, you know, they think of, this is my own opinion, Neji. And again, Neji Kirby is with us. SafeKids.org, by the way, is the website that you can go to. And this is something that all of you, even everybody listening to me, parents, grandparents, doesn't make any difference. This is a public service announcement we want to make to just bring awareness to this particular, you know, particular area. But Neji, I think folks look at tracks a lot like we look at the highways. We sort of think that, you know, the highway's public and, you know, our tax dollars are going to support it and so on. And we kind of, I think a lot of people look at the train tracks in the same way, but they're not the same.
Right. No, they're not the same. That property is private property that's owned by by the railroads. So no, you're not supposed to be on them.
So you brought up something I never really thought about. These people that are actually out there taking pictures and so on. I mean, has anybody ever been confronted or arrested, or does the train companies just sort of, you know, let that pass, or how does that work to bring, you know, because even the awareness of that, I don't think most people think they're doing anything wrong then.
Right, and I don't think that they are, but it is trespassing. So if you are found on there, then, you know, legal action can be taken. I think that it's really about getting the safety message out
right.
there that you are supposed to be on the tracks, because a lot of people don't know, like you said, they don't know that they're actually breaking the law.
No, I think most people just look at them as being public property and it's something they can just go hang out on. And just as a side note, I know this isn't really in any of my notes, but I don't think that Hollywood has helped us in this area, because there's tons and tons of movies about people, you know, on the tracks, following the tracks, hanging out on the tracks and so on. And I don't think Hollywood's helped us in this area. In a way, they've sort of glorified hanging out on the train tracks.
Right, right. And that's exactly what we do not want people to do.
Yeah.
You know, that you have to remember too, that those are movies, you know, just like other things that happen in movies that are not reality. That's the same thing, you know.
Well,
the same
said.
Situation.
Well said. Okay, so give us some safety tips where folks that are listening, especially those that might have younger children, could actually relay to their kids when it comes to being safe around the tracks, not just at crossings, but the tracks in general.
Sure. The first one is to only cross train tracks at designated crossings. Many crossings are marked with a sign, lights, a gate, a crossbuck. So you really only want to cross there, because those are where you'll know when the train is coming, the lights and gates will be down, et cetera. And again, if lights are flashing or the gates down, wait for the train to pass completely, whether you're walking, you know, or you're driving. It's never okay to rush across the tracks to beat the train. If you're driving a car, you want to make sure that you completely clear the railroad crossing, not just the tracks. Because remember, again, the trains are three feet wider, tracks on either side.
Yep.
And then a big distraction. You know, people are distracted all the time these days, whether they're driving.
They are.
Yeah, so once again, you know, when you see a train, it's already too late for it to stop. And trains are quieter. I think that's what also people maybe don't realize. We're used to seeing either old movies or back in the day when trains, the horn, you heard the horn coming through town, or you heard the clickety-clack kind of on the tracks. And that's not always,
there's a train crossing near my house, Neji, and it's one where a lot of times the train will be going backwards to offload cars and things like that, and the engine could be half a mile down the track, and it's just the cars that are now coming across. In that case, they're super quiet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's why it's important to put your phones down, your devices down, your headphones down if you're coming to the track, so you can really, you know, stop, look, and listen, you know, especially for the crossings that don't necessarily have gates and lights.
You know, and one thing I want to add to this too as well, Charlie Grimes, my engineer, just reminded me too, Neji, and I know this isn't in all of your notes, but we have light rail in the Denver area, and I know it's around all other parts of the country as well. And light rail, all of these same things we're talking about apply even to a light rail train system that's just carrying passengers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same. It's tracks, regardless.
Right.
You know, the metro rail or freight trains.
Yeah, and those electric trains, just as a side note, we just talked about, you know, freight trains even being quieter. The electric trains are super quiet. If they didn't have a horn on them, you wouldn't even know they're coming half the time.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of times now they don't, you know, blow their horns coming through towns like they do.
Well, and I'm glad you just said that, Neji. There's actually certain parts of town where they've gotten, the railroad has been able to, I shouldn't say the railroad, the cities have actually established quiet zones where these trains are not allowed. If they've got the right, quote-unquote, safety measures in play with crossings and so on, the trains are not allowed to actually blow their horn. And in that case, it's even a bigger danger.
Exactly, exactly. And again, that's the importance of just being aware at the train tracks and keeping your headphones out and not being distracted before you cross.
And again, folks, I want to remind you, I'm going to go back to the beginning of what we talked about a minute ago. Every fifth day, a child is killed in a train collision. We're not talking about adults. We're talking about kids. And I've seen some YouTube videos and things along those lines, Neji, of even, you know, a delivery truck gets halfway on the track. They get stuck for whatever reason. To your point, the train's coming. There's nothing it can do. And before you know it, there's a smashed truck. Luckily, you know, in the ones I've watched, nobody's inside. But You have to really be careful around the train tracks.
You absolutely do. Absolutely do. Because usually a train and something else, if they collide, the something else is not going
to win. Whatever's bigger and badder, which in this case is the train, it's going to win, period. That's just the way it works.
Exactly.
Yep, So really quick, talk to us about safekids.org. What is it? What do you guys do besides just bring awareness in this area?
Sure. Safe Kids Worldwide is a global nonprofit that's just dedicated to protecting kids from preventable injuries. And many people don't know that the number one cause of death to children in the United States are preventable injuries.
Mm.
So we have a variety of resources for families and offer practical information on just preventing injuries in different areas, whether it's motor vehicles, fires, falls, bicycles, crashes, poisoning, all of those things.
Area. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. And again, folks, that's safekids.org. Use that resource. Neji, thank you for joining us. You brought some awareness to even myself. I mean, I never really thought much about this. Didn't realize we lost a child every fifth day, but this is big. This is big stuff. I appreciate you joining us and bringing it to our attention.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week. And again, Neji Kirby, Senior Program Manager, Domestic Road Safety for Safe Kids Worldwide. Speaking of keeping things safe, Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep your vehicle safe. They've got a great deal on a timing belt replacement right now, $100 off. That's good until Wednesday. That's the last day of the month, and we'll have a new special running after that. But get your timing belt replaced now before winter hits if it's needed. They can tell you whether or not it's needed by just, you know, you giving the information on your vehicle. VIN number, mileage, they can do the rest. KLZradio.com or go to 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme promises kept.
Flesh and Beck is next, folks. And if you need any help legally speaking, they're there for you, especially when it comes to accidents. We just got done talking about train accidents, collisions, things like that. If you're involved in any kind of an accident whatsoever, give Kevin a call. He would love to help. 303-806-8886. It's FLESCH, Flesh and Beck Law Firm. Find them at fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
Red light cameras, what's the scoop on those?
First of all, you'll get something in the mail with a picture. The picture has to be the person that owns the vehicle. That's the only way that they can ID the driver is by the owner of the vehicle. So if you're driving someone else's vehicle and they get the ticket and your picture is on it, tell them to throw it away because they'll never be able to ID who it is that was driving. So even worst case scenario, I'm driving my own vehicle. I go through an intersection. They get a good picture. They will send me a notice. I still say throw that away.
Yeah, because they need to serve you.
That's right. And if they personally serve you, then you have to deal with it. But if they don't, trash.
Yeah, trashola.
It's a complete revenue generator.
It's
for
all
the cities.
It is. Yes. It's just a tax.
Yep.
It's a driving tax.
That's exactly what
it is.
That's
all it is, people.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Common sense legal advice. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. FleshLawFirm.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. Today is a day of hope. $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. You know, the COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope, what it's all about is standing in the gap. We believe at some point this is going to go away. I understand that. But in the meantime, children that are on the breakfast and lunch program are in great need. In fact, 40% of the 30 million U.S. school children that count on schools for nutrition, 40% of them When school has been canceled, 12 million of those children have no access to the food that they normally get through these programs. So 40% have had no access. You can stand in the gap with us today. $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. $300 can do it for a month. Call right now, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org. That's SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, something that caught my eye today. I feel like I covered the Trump tax returns well enough. I can do it a little bit later in the week if we decide to. Just keep in mind real quick on that topic, folks. You're going to see all sorts of what I would consider to be really wild, outlandish things coming from the left and the press as we head into this final stretch towards the election, because the left has nothing else. They got nothing else. COVID's about to run its course. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. They won't tell you that it is, but it is. Okay? That's pretty much a done deal. They're going to try to do everything possible to cover up the Hunter Biden stuff. Andy and I will talk more about that tomorrow. But they're literally going to do everything they possibly can to throw as many things at the wall to see what sticks between now and Election Day, hoping somehow, some way, they can revive Joe Biden out of the basement and have him win the election. That's what they're hoping for. But this did catch my eye. This has nothing to do with, well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, with the election. But we've heard for years. Charlie and I used to hear this when we were kids all the time. We've overrun the planet. People are the scourge. We're all going to die. Not enough land for food. The planet will just erase itself because of how many people are on it. Well, a gentleman is back on BBC News, Sir David Attenborough. We've overrun the planet. I got a little clip here I want to play. I don't know if I'll play the whole thing, but I just want you to hear some of the nonsense that this guy's talking about. Here we go. It's starting. Here we go.
You seem to have, and there's a particular moment in the film where we can really get a sense of your feeling of grief, but you don't despair, do you? Why not?
I don't despair because what would you go and do? Just go and hide in a corner, crying in a corner and forgetting it all and giving up. I mean, we have a responsibility. And if there's only a fragment of hope left, you have a responsibility.
Okay, wait a minute. There's only a fragment, Charlie, fragment of hope left for all of humanity because we've literally overrun the earth. Just a small smidgen fragment left of any kind of hope for mankind.
Do something about it, which is why we're here.
If there's one choice to make today, what choice would you like people to make?
Don't waste. Don't waste anything. Don't waste electricity. Don't waste food.
And by the way, I'm going to stop there for just a second. I don't know what he considers waste. In a free market, whereby you make money by producing things that people consume, I would be saying just the opposite. Turn every light in the house on. Let's run that electricity bill up so we can all make a little more money. I know I sound funny when I say that, but gone are those days. Used to be when you bought things in bulk, you got a better deal, but don't tell your local water department that, because if you use a lot more water than they think you should, you pay a much higher price versus getting the bulk deal. Same is true with electricity. If you use a lot more electricity than your neighbor, you then start getting this tier package thing that you get hit with and that raise your rates way up because you're using more than what they think you should be using. It's a bunch of crap is what it is. I'm actually helping the power company make money. I should be getting a better deal, not a worse deal. They're encouraging me to use less, yet they're a provider of a product that I should use more of. That's the dumbest thing ever. It'd be like a car company saying, you know, we'd like you to buy a few less Teslas this year because, you know, less waste. Or we want you to buy a few less, you know, Chevy pickup trucks this year because we don't want to sell as many because, you know, that's just waste. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He continues.
Let's waste power. Just treat the natural world as though it's precious.
And now, by the way, it is precious. I'll agree with him there. The world God gave us, it is precious. We're to take dominion over it, take care of it. We're supposed to be a steward of it. But that doesn't mean I can't use it, folks. Okay? There's a difference between being a steward of something and not using it. This guy doesn't want you to use it.
It is. And don't squander those bits of it that we have control of. Since I made the first-rate television program, three times as many people on the planet.
And I'm going to say, great. I'm glad there's more people on this planet than there was whenever he made this black and white movie. And by the way, the studies have shown that if we don't get our birth rate up in a lot of the developing countries across the world today, that in probably the next 15 to 30 years, roughly, our population worldwide will diminish, not go the other way. This overpopulation of the Earth is the biggest scam outside of climate change, which, by the way, they go hand in hand, known to mankind. We are not overpopulating the Earth. If you don't believe me, go take a trip across Kansas or Texas or Oklahoma or Colorado or Utah. Get my drift? You can put every single person on the planet inside the state of Texas, and they've got enough room to move around. One state in the United States of America, the entire population of the planet can fit inside of. Folks, we are not overpopulated.
As it was then. And we have overrun it.
No, we haven't.
And now we are realizing what appalling damage.
And we haven't done any damage to it.
And after realizing the damage, we're realizing how much we are dependent upon the natural world.
Yeah, now we are dependent upon the natural world for the things that we do. Of course we are. That's why we take care of it. We nurture it. We are a steward of it. I'm not saying we need to just go out and waste things to waste things. What I said earlier, sort of making fun, but on the same token, I'm one of those guys where if you want to pay a higher electricity bill and help out the electric company, because by the way they keep the infrastructure of electricity going is by people that use it and pay the bill, and they have revenue, and they're able to go out and build back on the infrastructure. And by the way, there's a story about that in California when it comes to PG&E out there. If they would have been allowed to increase the rates and put that money back into burying some of the lines that are now having to be shut down because there's fear of fire from said lines. You get where I'm coming from this, folks? We are doing this in areas like California and even in Colorado completely backwards of how we should be doing it. We should be encouraging people to use more of these things so that they can make more money and build a bigger infrastructure and make it less dependent upon each other's power grids. In other words, having to borrow, buy power, I should say, from this state and that state. Each state should be independent power-wise. It's stupid that they're not.
For everything we do, every breath of air we take, every mouthful of food we eat comes from the natural world, ultimately.
It actually comes from God, but he and I will differ there.
We damage ourselves.
All right, I'll leave it at that. You get my drift here, folks. We are not overpopulating the earth. We have not damaged the earth beyond return, like this guy would say. We have a beautiful world that we live in. Yes, I experience it all of the time. I'm looking west at these beautiful mountains that we have up here. And yes, they're gorgeous. And yes, there's more people living in them now than there was when I was a kid living in Colorado. That's called progress. It's life. It's how it works. There's nothing wrong with that. We just have to manage it accordingly. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And if you want your kitchen to be enchanted and be different than what anybody else out there has, and Charlie was talking about this earlier, they do something different with their model whereby you get to look at either on an iPad or a computer screen, literally your image of yourself standing inside of this kitchen, this redone kitchen, and you get a full 360 view of what it would actually look like as though you were the one standing in the center of the kitchen. So you know where the placement of things are, where this drawer is and that drawer is and this appliance is and that appliance is and so on. You get my drift. Go to Enchanted Kitchens and find out more. It's klzradio.com, 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. all of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time. Work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Patrick, I'll give you the last word.
Hey, I've heard this overpopulation thing before. I believe it was Thanos in the Avengers who wanted to wipe out half of the...
Yeah, yeah, good one. Good one. Well said.
Thanks,
Patrick.
John.
I'll leave you with that. Good one. All right, I'll end with that, folks. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Enjoy your evening, folks. Be safe. And again, watch those railroad crossings, especially tell your kids that as well. We'll be back tomorrow, though, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.